the experience we find ourselves in the middle of now is quite vast, affecting multiple star systems and timelines and galaxies across all time and space. Our galaxy is reaching out, expanding so far that it is actually consuming another galaxy at this time. On the solstice, up at Cathedral Rock Vortex, I felt like I climbed, ascended right into the center of the sun. That power, that magnificent and life-giving radiance inside and all around me. We are the center of this event. You and me and this planet and every living thing on this Earth star. If you have been reading a lot and gathering information and listening to, watching many sources of information around the ascension process, this change all of humanity is undergoing, this is human nature to do so. The ego construct wants to make sure we are informed and up to speed and know everything that we need to know to keep up and not be left behind. It's a very human instinct. The Shining Ones, benevolent High Ones from the center of our galaxy, along with our beloved Gaia, what they are vibrating on our behalf is something so much more vast and powerful than your human instinct. And that is the return to your feeling nature. Not everyone can channel messages from star beings. Not everyone gets direct downloads from the cosmos about this process of ascension. And we're all vibrating at different levels of awakening and mastery. And yet, what the higher ones driving this soul to return and divine feminine embodiment emphasize is the extremely powerful tool every human on this planet is equipped with. And that is your feeling nature. We know how to feel. Ascension and enlightenment, the return to peace and unity and common goals and harmony between all life on our planet, is the return to the heart. And nowhere are you going to find a more direct teacher, a more powerful activation of the divine nature, your true and wisest self, than in relationship with the vibrational world. Out on the earth. And to trust that is to trust yourself. So we're moving, feeling this counterclockwise ascension spiral in our being as we did in this meditation. We are moving from gathering and assuring our mind to gathering in a different way, moving toward reunion with our tribe and trusting our heart in the movement that is coming up for us. And it's different for everyone. People are relocating. I tell you, I've lived here 22 years next month, and I've never experienced the growth and the amount of people. It just feels like they're coming in droves to Asheville, and it's a little bit, I have to take deep breaths and relax my Deanne aspect, but I completely understand why this is happening within the ascension process and on an energetic level. People are seeking higher ground. And I don't just mean that literally. I mean that energetically, metaphorically. They're seeking something different, something new, something that will help them untether themselves from the density and the chaos and the crisis that's happening in the lower vibrating timelines. One of the many gifts, vibrational upgrades that came in with the summer solstice gateway is a purer and stronger alignment with the true self. I feel so much more relaxed about who I am, more anchored in my body and with a new level of peace and lightness about getting to play here in this dynamic dimension of so many vibrational variables. And I feel so much more connected to a part of the vibrational variables, every last one of them on this planet, because I know that they are all part of the whole. I feel the divine feminine, the goddess, softening within me in relation to every single thing out there. This is a new timeline experience. The new timeline is vibrating, sending echo waves of sound like the whale song, vibrating that all has been forgiven. There's a palpable softness, a surrender in allowing and letting go all feminine energetics. This is here now. This heart consciousness, it's so incredibly deep and beautiful, and it's dominating the field that comprises all life. Just imagine that for a moment. Better yet, feel that phenomenon in your body, that all has been forgiven. All the constructs in your experience, the memory that we carry in our bodies that create disease and make peace of mind impossible, they have been cleared by this transparency and love. But it is so much greater than that. In the highest ascension timelines, which are greatly amplified right now, you can feel there is that feeling nature again. You can feel the collective. It's kind of like a sigh, this release and presence of forgiveness of our collective shared history. That is a stunning revelation. This is the new template that is anchoring. The crisis, so visible in the lower timelines that we are all experiencing to some degree, to witness is to experience. The social, economic, political, and religious chaos now taking place will ultimately give rise to this new unity, to this new heart of being, a time of peace and open-mindedness and cooperation between individuals and nations. All has been forgiven. This new template is already anchored in the new timeline. And this is not something I was told or hoped for or believed. This is my experience in my body and my mind and my heart. Again, a felt experience as my Deanne aspect. And without even perhaps being aware of it, more humans than ever before are working at a higher vibration in various ways, relying on their gut feelings, their intuition, to have a sense of what has to happen at this time in our evolution. I met this man working at Verizon recently who just moved here from California. And I was like, wow, that was a big shift. How do you like it? And he just oozed this sense of relief and gratitude and reflecting how much he and his wife love it here in Asheville. He said, everyone is so stressed and driven and not happy in California. And this is coming from a person who has lived most of his life in California and is able to recognize the difference in what he feels and how he feels and then step outside of it. He said, everyone is just so happy and peaceful here. So we back that up and weigh out, the metaphor of which is one human making the conscious decision to change, moving from the old paradigm energies of anger, never enough, competitive. He mentioned that as well, that where he had come from, it's just so competitive. And shifting from that lifestyle and choice to one of inner and outer peace. Every single one of these gateways and passages, such as the spring equinox and the summer solstice, and even this full moon just passed, which was a trigger point, these passages are open for all willing souls choosing love, forgiveness, inner peace, and empowerment. Mark from Verizon, this one being in a sea of billions, he also demonstrates another sign of the timeline shift and how it is affecting the collective crisis upon us and the denser timelines, and that is time is speeding up. No, it's not your imagination. This happens when there is a paradigm shift. And because of this shifting awareness and relationship with time, people are much more aware of the quickened pace of modern living. Things are becoming more hectic and more disordered. So much so that as people are paying attention and ready to change, they are consciously leaving the chaos and moving toward peace so that they can then begin to be the peace and live the peace, thus vibrating the peace, which is the new foundation of the new earth. Paradigms and cultural narratives are changing quickly and frequently due to the constant fluctuations of human consciousness. The ascension process is affecting everyone, whether they recognize it as such or not. And we do not have to be spiritually advanced or even aware at this point to transcend the lower timelines, but we do have to pay attention to our gut, the feeling nature, and vigilant in the ways that we block our own intuition. And one simple example of blocking intuition, which is blocking the rise of the feminine on our planet, which is blocking the new timelines all-inclusive. It's so easy to choose practicality over desire in the 3D zone. And every single person listening here knows exactly what that means and has faced that challenge in recent experience, now more so than ever. Because now more so than ever, we must choose and move and make decisions based on a new internal compass, new to our conscious minds. But as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, we have had it all along. From mind to heart, from thinking to feeling your way through a decision, from seeing limitations and settling for safe circumstances and allowing ourselves to contract energetically by getting all caught up in the bustle and expectations that belong nowhere, to witnessing miracles every single day because of the level of reality that is now mirroring our own interior expansion.